כ"ז. Tinokes shaloi yezmano liros. Right here from Sichas Zion, pretty much till the end, deals with the four women who, in the first paragraph, are called misulakos dam. Right, non-menstruating. So the Mishnais in the first paragraph talk about these four women who are misulakos damim, who are a tinokes. Let's call it a zakena. A Muveris and a Nika. We're talking about the women over Salakos Dami, right, who are not expected to menstruate. The nafkamin in the Mishnais in the first parak is back in the days of Tumah V'Tahara, if they do find blood, do they assume they were Tame things, the Mafrei, and the blood came earlier or not? That's not relevant to us, Bezman Hazeh, yet. But the Gemara there points out that a woman is Salakos Dami, besides having nafkaminas for Tumah V'Tahara, also is another nafkamina. The Gemara in Daf Tes points out that a woman is Salakos Dami, is not expecting her period, and therefore doesn't have to keep her vesis, right? She doesn't have to worry that she'll get a period under vesis because she's not expecting her period. And that's what we're dealing with here, how these four women, each with their own rules, don't have to keep vestos. So let's start with Tinokes. Tinokes shlo yigiyas mano liros, v'ketana shlo yigiyas mano urim, that's another sentence. Afilo v'yashay saros, v'yana v'yilu yigiyas mano urim, v'yadku avlo v'yashay saros. Right, the first is a tinokes. That is a girl who, in our language, is not bas mitzvah, still a katana. Right? And that's lo yigiyas liros, we don't expect her to get her period. What makes a girl a gedola? So we know the halacha. What makes a girl a gedola is if she's 12 years old and she has shtei saros, two pubic hairs. And therefore, even if she's 12 years old, if we checked and there's no saros, or even if she has shtei saros and she's only 11 years old, she's still a katana. So this is a halachic katana. He kovas veses kish ar noshim. She is kovea veses like all other women. V'sholosh ri'os v'shar vesos v'arba vesaflogos. Right, three ri'os in vesachodesh or pihok or something like that. And four in ri'os, which are three aflogos, for vesaflogos. So she can have vestos, meaning a tinokes, a katana can have vestos if she proves that she has, she begins menstruating earlier than most girls. So she can have vestos. Then what is the nafkaminas of her being misulakos damim? Ela sheish hefresh bein nal gedola she'afi shehuksuka roa v'kavala veses, even though she dechezkas roa. And she was kovea veses, in paska shalosh onos beinonios, if she takes a break and she doesn't menstruate for three average onos, shem tishim yom, which is 90 days, below rasa, she goes for 90 days without menstruating, she doesn't have to worry about her original vest at all. It gets totally erased. She becomes a tinokes again who doesn't have to worry about anything. Even if it comes back, remember, Orech B'Zman Oba. Even if it comes back, let's say she saw Rosh Chodesh, and then went a 3-month break. Even if it comes back on Rosh Chodesh, she doesn't have to worry about it. It's not dormant. It doesn't get reawakened. She starts from scratch, clean slate, unless she's kovea it another 3 times. So she ain't a bas damim, because she's really not old enough to menstruate. That is really the uniqueness of a tinokes, a regular woman. If she goes 3 months, that uproots it, but leaves her veses dormant, because we see that her veses changed and went away, but we still believe it was a real veses. However, a tinokes, even if she sees 3 Rosh Chodeshes, if then she goes 90 days without singing, we assume it wasn't even a real vestus to start with. It was just coincidence, and we discount it entirely, and it's as if she's a newborn baby. Rasa, Sholosh, Eos, Misholosh, Onus, Mukavonoshlo, Pesavalusir. However, if she breaks 90 days, and then she sees 3 times, exactly 3 Onus apart each, not more, not less, Nisgalosh, Dilugarishon, Enosil, Gamoshino, Vestus. If she sees, let's just give examples in Haflada. Right, she sees, 28, 28, 28. And now she has a veses, and then she has a break, and she sees 90 days later. there's a big discussion, not that it's an afghanina for us anyway, because our girls don't get married at that age. What does exactly mean 90? A 90 haflug, 89 days later, 90 days later, 91 days later. We'll just simplify here. Then she totally erased the 28, even if she is another 28 now, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. She now has a clean slate. And even if she has another 28, we do not say Orch Bezvano Ba. We say she's just a girl who menstruated for the first, only twice in her life, 90 and 28. However, if she sees 28, 28, 28, 90, 90, 90, and what's the reason there's no Orch Bezvano Ba? Because since she wasn't really too young to menstruate anyway, we assume the 28s were coincidence. And even though it came back, we still assume it's coincidence. However, if she sees three 90s, then she's Kovea Vesis for 90. She obviously just has a Vesis of 90. She's allowed a Kovea Vesis of any number she wants. And therefore, we see that she didn't really stop menstruating. She just switched to a higher Hafluga. And therefore, all these 390s count, being from here to here counts, from here to here counts, from here to here counts. And she now has a Vesis Kavua of 90. Lefika, Chu'ir, Rishonish, Menes, Chilim, Saref, Soltri, Sachronos. This 28 counts to be beginning of the first Hafluga, beginning of the second Hafluga, third Hafluga, and she's going to be a 90, pretty Pashut. Why it is or isn't Bula according to Rav Shmuel, etc., then she obviously doesn't have a Vesis Kavua. I mean, there's really no Chiddush here. Obviously, she doesn't have a Vesis Kavua. The 28 is gone, and it's not even dormant. Even if here she had 28, it would not return, because that was uprooted by the three times. She's just random. Okay, now, yes?
And she's being Koshasha for...
Let's figure this out. Of course, the most obvious nafkamina here is not really so mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's sort of implicit here, and it's more it's not so mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch. What about Vesa She'enu Kavua? Right, all this about what she's kovea, what she's not kovea. What about Vesa She'enu Kavua? Right, why aren't we discussing? Why aren't we discussing that at all? So the So this is discussed in the Taz. The Taz, luckily, there's some very long ones that are very confusing, but this is a short one. Taz Mem Aleph says, "Mikol Makom Kol Shadayin LeBrasa Shalosh Pa'amim Loko Sheshes Klal Alfil Vesa She'enu Kavua." That besides these rules of Vesis Kavua that are unique for a Tinokes, remember that we'll review them in a second. Also, she doesn't have to worry Vesis She'enu Kavua. The Rishar Nashim Koshesh Lod Sheyekel Chopachman Achaz Gabizu Einu Kenel Mikum Mikriyamahu. She doesn't worry about Vesis She'enu Kavua at all. Okay, we'll see in which case in a second. Give me a second. So let's just review, though, the three differences, two in the Shulchan Aruch Shach and one in this Taz, but I don't mean it's a Kiddush of the Taz, everyone agrees. Between a Tinokes and a regular girl. Here's a regular woman, and here is a Tinokes. Again, Tinokes meaning regular halachic rules. She isn't yet 12 with Sheisaros, meaning she's either under 12 or doesn't have Sheisaros or both. So a regular woman, that's the first rule. And what's the question? The case is, number one, non-menstruation, how long of non-menstruation makes a siluk dam? So for a regular woman, anyone remember the rule that was earlier in Se'if, wherever it was? What? It's three cycles, exactly. Right, a regular woman is three cycles, meaning three of her cycles. Three of her cycles could be much less than 90 days, right? First cycle is 25, and three of her cycles is around 75 days. However, what it say here, it says specifically, sholosh omos beinonios, 90 days. Three average cycles of 90 days. And this is a machlokas. The shach, this is the discussion of the long shach for Katan Samachay, his machlokas with the drisha, his machlokas with the drisha, that the drisha says also three of her cycles, in which case there's nothing special. But the pshat of the machaber says Beinonios and the shach and the pshat of the Shulchan Aruch say 90 days, even if it was not three of her cycles. Let's say her cycle is 35, so 90 days is not yet three of her cycles. It doesn't matter. 90 days is enough to uproot it, even though they're not three of her cycles. What's the logic behind this? The logic behind this is very simple. In a regular woman, she had a real vesis. We believe in her vesis. We just think it got uprooted. So how long to uproot it? Three of it. But with a tinokis, the uprooting is not just that she had a real vesis. The uprooting shows Lord Freya she never had a vesis in the first place. It was total coincidence. So if she never had a vesis in the first place, why would you uproot it based on the vesis that you're now proving never existed in the first place? Right? The whole point is here we're saying she had a vesis, it ended. Here we're saying, Iglinos says she never had a vesis, it was coincidence. So if it was coincidence, then it's not important how long her cycle was. So we just go by 90 days.
Why?
What?
Why? I'm going to say, so it doesn't matter, so 50 days.
Because we take three average cycles. Since she, Iglinos, had no cycle, but there's three cycles still important, so that's why we take three average cycles. And this nafkamina comes from the same yesod, which is, if her vesis is uprooted, does it lay dormant in English, right? Meaning, do we say, orach bismano ba, if it happens, again, once, right? So with a regular woman, of course, yes, right? If her vesis is uprooted, unless it's replaced by another vesis. But if her vesis is uprooted and not replaced by another vesis, then if 2 years later or 3 months later or any time later it happens again, we say Orach Bizmanova. Here, the Mechaber was exceedingly clear. Afilu chazra loros ba'oson ona sheish lamuda. Even if she goes back and sees at the same time she used to, no. There's no Orach Bizmanova, it is uprooted legamre, and both these nafkaminas come from the same yesod. The yesod of these two, yesod of above two halachos, is that she really had a vesis, but it ended. So if she really had a vesis, how do we measure how it ends? By three of the real vesis. And if she really had a vesis, it lies dormant, it comes back. But the yesod here is that igla imilsa, she never had a vesis. That's what makes the tinokas different. In which case, how do you prove she never had a vesis? By three average vestals, because she never had a vesis to measure. And does it lie dormant? No, because she never had one.
I still don't understand, because initially we think she does have a vesis, right?
Yes, she and then we change our mind.
I know, but how would we know unless we see that she doesn't have what we perceive to be her vesis?
I hear the taina. I hear the taina, but the point is that we're not directly saying she never had a vesis. We're really proving she was never a bas domin. To prove she's not a bas domin, we use the average domin of a human.
But that she's not bas domin, I think, to declare more.
No, well, 3 months is enough. Assuming she's under bas mitzvah, obviously, right. This is all for tinokis.
We have a really strong indicator.
Yes, that's the point. We have a really strong rule that she shouldn't menstruate. Okay, the third nafkamina, and this is in the Taz that I just read to you. The third nafkamina is she chosheshes for a vesis she'eno kavua. Is she chosheshes for a vesis she'eno kavua, this tinok? A regular woman, of course, yes. Obviously, a regular one is called Shesh Vesh and Kuvah. That's the Vesh and Kuvah. A Tinokes says the Taz, and really everyone agrees no. There's no Veses. I just read you the Taz Mamalov, but everyone agrees. There's no Veses Shein Kuvah for a Tinokes, meaning
A girl, again, I'm not talking about a girl's bat mitzvah who menstruates the first time. That's different. A girl who's under bat mitzvah who menstruates the first time does not have to worry about vesesh in a kavua. Menstruates the second time does not have to worry about vesesh in a kavua. Menstruates a third time and is kovei aveses, then she's kovei aveses. Now, I did leave something out here. What if?
She's not kovei aveses.
What if she menstruated three times and wasn't kovei aveses? Does she have to worry about vesesh in a kavua or not?
After the seal?
Either way, let's first say the first time. A girl is 11. She menstruates once. She menstruates a second time. She menstruates a third time. There is no pattern. On the one hand, you could say she doesn't have to worry about vesesh in a kavua. The other, you could say no, but she's proven three times that she's bas damim. She's menstrual, right? She's menstruating, whatever the word is. So maybe she would. This is a fundamental machlokes achronim, which is the machlokes between the Taz in Sifkat and Mem Gimel, and which is a very long Taz, and this is really a side point of the Taz, and the Nekudas HaKesef on that Taz, who says, yeah, everything he said that's really, really long and really hard and really complicated, I agree with. But this one side point, which is the only Halacha L'maisa point, or maybe the only Halacha L'maisa point, I disagree with. What's that machlokes between the Taz and the Nekudas HaKesef? Here, let's just... the machlokes is this. What if you have a tinokes who saw three times randomly? So there's no vesis kavua. So says the Taz, she is now muchzak as bas damim. Three times, she's not mostly going to have a menses kavua, it was random, but she's muchzak as bleeding, as having a period. And therefore, she is chosheshes, just like a regular woman, for veses she'eno kavua. That's the Taz.
He's really talking about the case after he sees.
Yes. So, and he says it's the same rule, and this is the long part, that based on how to read the Gemara, that's very difficult for Rishonim, etc. But in the end, the Shach and Taz agree about this part. The Shach just thinks it's irrelevant. Says the Taz, what is the two ways for this to happen? Either three times originally, or three times after a, here, let me write this carefully, after the first 90-day break. What I mean by this is, if she sees three times originally, then after the third time, she's now becheskes bas damim, she has to worry about eina kavua. She doesn't have kvius, but she doesn't have a chazaka to get her period at a certain regularity, but she's a chazaka to have a period. What if it breaks for 90 days? Then it erases it. She gets a clean slate. But after it breaks for 90 days, the next three times, after three more times, she has to worry about it. What I mean by this is, what I mean by this is like this. If she sees 28, 26, 32, then she is becheskes bas damim according to the Taz. If she, and what the Taz basically says is that any time she would be tami isla isa in the first parak, any time she would retroactively in tami taros, she worries about vestos. If she would see 28, 28, 28, or it doesn't really matter, and then 95, she does not worry about Vesashenu Kavua, because she is now Mesulekas Damim. She got a clean slate. If she sees 28, 28, 28, or anything else, 95, 95, she only has two, since she got a clean slate. So she's not Becheskas Damim, Or if she sees 28, 28, 28, 95, 30, she only saw twice. When does she have to start? When would she become Bechezkas Damim again? If she saw 28, 28, 28, and it doesn't really matter what those are, 95, 93, 94, then she's Bechezkas Damim, or 28, 28, 28, 95, 92, 26, or 28, 28, 28, 95, 26, 28. What I'm trying to say is that once you have the 90-day break, you get a clean slate. When you see once, she's not Bechezkas Damim. Twice, not Bechezkas Damim. Three times, whether it's three times of long intervals, twice of long intervals, once of short intervals, once of long intervals, twice of short intervals, it doesn't matter. Three times later, she's Bechezkas Damim again. That's the rule according to the Taz. It's very simple. When she starts menstruating as a tinokes, as a ketana, after three times she is now bas damim, she has a 90-day break, she gets a clean slate. Once, after that, after three times she sees again, she's now a bas damim. That's the rule according to the Taz, and it's based on the Gemara. That's the Taz. However, the Shach disagrees. The Shach says, nope, the rule is a ketana or tinokas, same thing, doesn't worry about vesa she'enu kavua, chuk v'lo yavor. Categorical rule. So says the Taz, nope. She says, he says, a tinokas never is never chosheshes for veses she'eno kavua. Even if she saw 100 times, I mean, no, take a lot of years. Even if she saw 5 or 6 times, 12 times, 20 times, you know, even if she started menstruating when she was 9, which is not normal at all, and saw every month but without any pattern, she doesn't worry about veses she'eno kavua till her bas mitzvah. That's just a rule. Never will. Now again, this halacha, this is not nafmina l'maisa for us because none of us get married, right? We don't have tumah b'tahara, unfortunately. And none of us get married when we're ketanos. But theoretically, this is a big machlokes. Everyone agrees a tinokes worries about veses kavua. Everyone agrees that first she doesn't worry about veses she'eno kavua. The question is, if she's machzik herself with random damim, does she worry about veses she'eno kavua? The Taz says yes. And the Shach, the Nekudas HaKesef here, says no. How do we paskin? So, this was discussed in the Piskei Tshuva back in Simon Kuf Pei Dalid. If you just footnote here, the Piskei Tshuva Kuf Pei Dalid Sif Katan Tess says that look at the Taz, who says this, and the Nekudas HaKesef disagrees, meaning our Taz and our Nekudas HaKesef, and see the Sidrei Tara by us and the Chavos Das by us. He's quoting a Taz and the Nekudas HaKesef, a Sidrei Tara and a Chavos Das, all by us. But for some reason he quotes it there, who all agree with the Taz. L'maisa, the Achronim agree with the Taz here. The Achronim agree with the Taz here. We pass like that. Again, what's the Psak? It's not relevant for us because we don't get married that young. But theoretically, we pass in like the Taz here. Yes?
I mean, what's the, sorry, the Shach?
He says that Veshinikvu is exerted on the word goes around a tinokas. You know, probably to give more of a svara, a tinokas is really Bechezkas, not Bas Damim. And Veshinikvu is a very weak chashash, and it's a weak chashash of a person who weakens the chashash even more, so the word goes on that level of chashash. Or it could just be a low plug. Okay, that is, I think, all we have to say about a tinokas. Yes?
The Taz agrees you only get 1 90-day clean slate.
Exactly, for this purpose. Correct.
Meaning, for other purposes?
For the purpose of uprooting a Veses Kavua.
Are there people who agree with the Taz with the idea that.
No, because of the Gemara. No, because of the Gemara. The Gemara is pretty mefurish like the Taz here.
Okay.
I mean, this Taz is based on the Gemara. Now, the Gemara is talking about Tumah v'Tahara, not a Veses She'eno Kavua, but. I don't know if anyone would disagree. I doubt anyone would disagree with this Taz. You could always find someone. But.
On which point? I thought there was machlokes about the second 90 days. Isn't that a
Okay, that's exactly what the Tana is talking about. I meant in the later Achronim. I meant, like, in the... You're right. He's pointing out the whole point of the Taz is to argue about how to interpret the Gemara. But, I mean, Lamaisa and the later Achronim, you know, everyone's convinced by the Taz here, because that really is Pshat in the Rishonim. And it really is Pshat in the Gemara. Okay. Now, Zekena. Chavches. V'chein Zekena sh'avr la'sholosh onus v'she Zekena. A Zekena, an old lady, everyone knows, there's something called menopause, right? When a woman gets old, she stops menstruating. So if... How do we know menopause? So A, she has to be old. Because otherwise, just a regular woman who went 3 months without, right? She has to be an old woman. If she's old enough for menopause, and she went 3 onos, the low rasa, without menstruating, or is mishulekas damim, we assume now she's postmenopausal and she's mishulekas damim. Veinu chashesh lesta rishon, and she doesn't have to worry about her old veses, it's gone. Okay, here we are. I give you the Taz there. There are mustiks in them later. They don't have to worry about a Vesa She'eno Kavua. Okay, now let's just put this Zekena on this chart. In what ways is the Zekena like a Tinokis? In what ways is the Zekena like a regular woman? So when it comes to not having a Vesa She'eno Kavua, that's in Forsh Rama here. Zekena and Tinokis don't worry about a... Don't worry about a Vesa She'enu Kavua, right? So, here, no, she doesn't worry about Vesa She'enu Kavua. She's like a Tinokis, meaning once she is old and goes for 3 months without a period, she's now considered a Zekena Mesulekas Damin. If she sees once now, she doesn't have to worry about Vesa She'enu Kavua. If she sees twice now, she doesn't have to worry about Vesa She'enu Kavua. If she saw 3 times, then since we don't like the Taz, she would have to worry about the Vesa She'enu Kavua.
I thought we were talking about it where she doesn't see again.
Well, if she does see again, then there's no nafkamina to whether she has to worry about the Vesa She'enu Kavua, right? So obviously, the nafkamina of...
I thought in the Tinokis, we said she's not double nafkamina to the Vesa She'enu Kavua, right?
Yeah. And we said the same thing on Zekena.
No, I'm saying, because I thought that case was she doesn't see again, and then the machlokas, the Taz, and the Shach, where she does see.
Right. No. Was if she sees 3 times subsequently. They don't argue she sees once or twice, right? So that doesn't mean if she sees once or twice, then she doesn't have to worry about Vesa She'enu Kavua. Right? So if she's a Kena, she goes through menopause, goes 3 months, and then all of a sudden gets a period, she doesn't have to keep Vesa She'enu Kavua. And if she gets a second period, she doesn't have to keep Vesa She'enu Kavua. How about the other nafkaminas of whether it goes by 3 of her cycles or 90 days? This is actually an interesting one because I might have said, well, according to, since she actually had a period, right? Basically, okay, according to what I wrote on the board, where you get something that's not the halacha. Since she actually used to have a period, maybe we should go by 3 of her cycles. Let's see, I'm going to fix my svara. Lemaisa, if you look in the shach, this is a very long shach, I know. But if you're in Dayak in that long shach of cotton samech hay, at the end he's very very clear that he brings a riot as his sod from what the Shulchan Aruch writes about as a kena, and therefore says the shach here it's also 90 days. Right, obviously the Drishu would disagree, but the shach says. Here it's also 90 days. Here, even though she really did have a veses, okay, I guess to prove menopause, you want more than, you know, maybe I'd have to fix my, what's the yesod? The yesod would be, and, okay, I have to fix my svaras, I realize. Okay? We'll just give the svara one at a time here. The svara is that she is, since she's not supposed to see, and Veses She'eno Kavua is a weak shash. So if she's not supposed to get her period anyway, Veses She'eno Kavua is a weak shash. Then they weren't gozer on her. Likewise, Zekena. She's not supposed to see after menopause. You never know, but she's not supposed to. And Veshen, who was a weak shash, they weren't gozer. How about this point of 90 days? What's the svara here?
I'll have to say the svara a little differently. The svara is that it's not just eliminating this veses. To eliminate this veses, you would use three of this veses. But in point of time, not just eliminating this veses, but making her lav bas domin. And the rule is to eliminate one veses, you go by three of that veses. To make someone a not bas domin, you go by three of the average domin of the world. And likewise over here, the svar would apply that the point of zakena is not just eliminating this particular veses, but making her not bas domin. Now, what about this third nafkamina? Here the svar is clear. The svar, that's what I wrote before, iglai melsa, that she never had a veses, and it was just coincidence. Would you say the same story by Zakena? That iglai melsa, she never had a veses, so it doesn't lie dormant, and if it comes back, it doesn't return. No, she clearly had a veses, and therefore we'll see. There's a before Shulchan Aruch in Sif Lamed Aleph. As a matter of fact, let's just skip for a second. We'll skip this Sif Lamed. Sif Lamed, Chazra Rasa, Dina Kedin Tinokas, Lo Gizman Liros. If she goes back and starts singing again, she's like the Tinokas. What do you mean by like the Tinokas? Meaning she doesn't worry about Vesa Shenu Kavua, unless she sees three times. Then according to the Tash, she does worry about Vesa Shenu Kavua. Lamed Aleph, Chazra Liros, Bonus Katana Shesh, Lamuda Lios Rabahem. If she goes back and sees again in a small period, like she used to have before menopause, Chazul Kvusar Rishon, then we say Orchanan Avon, she goes back to original Kvius, and this Aflogus Chazul Kadmusan, Tia Aflog Moshe Shlomo Tchila, she used to have a flog, if she has that a flog again, she goes back in Vishar Vestos Afilopam Achas Chazul Kadmusa, so she has two Rios with the right Aflog, she goes back, or if it's Vesa Chodesh or Vesa Piyok, even one time she can go back. So right, it's Gala Shadil Rishon, Silu Dambu, that's actually Goy Milsa, that she was never menopausal, Elamikra. Meaning, with the Tinokas, if she has a big break and then goes back to the same pattern, we assume the break was the truth and the original veses was a coincidence. But with a menopausal woman, if she has a big break and goes back to her pattern, then Adrab, we assume the break was coincidence. And she's really not past menopause. She really didn't have menopause. Or was that Chomer, Denzakim, Denaktanish, Ligizman, Liros? This is the one way, which is more Chomer here, because the Svara is Glai Milsa that she never, the opposite, she never had menopause. We thought 3 months when she was old was menopause. It's not true, it was coincidence, because she went back to original Vesa. So in that way, she's different than a Ketana, in terms of the Igloi Milsa. The Ketana, if we have a funny pattern, Igloi Milsa, she's really not a Bas Damim, and it was coincidence that she ever bled. With the Zakena, if we have a funny pattern, Igloi Milsa, she really is a regular woman, and it was never menopause. The other two ways, so in two ways, she's like a Ketana. In one way, she is like a regular woman. That's the rules of a zakena. Now, in order to know how to apply these rules, what's the maisa here? The katana is not the maisa here because no one's married when they're a katana. As a matter of fact, they actually made an explicit rule against it. One of the first takanot of the Rabbanut HaRashit, when they started the Rabbanut HaRashit in 51 or whenever it was after they founded the state, I mean, certain takanas, and one of them was that you're not allowed to be mekadesh a girl who's a katana. So we don't do that anymore. But zakena, we have zakenas nowadays, right? Yeah.
So what would we say in the case of machlokas taz and shach, because she sees randomly like three randomly?
Then we would say like the taz. Yeah. Now the what was I going to say? Zakena is lamaisa nowadays, right? What if a woman has menopause and she goes 3 months without seeing, and then what would the nafkamina case be? She goes 3 months without seeing and never sees again. There's not much of a nafkamina. This rule is zakena. If she goes 3 months without seeing and then sees, then we want to know what's the rule. Does she have to keep a vesa shena kavua? Does she not have to keep a vesa shena kavua? Or if she had a period of 25 and she only, or if she had a period of 40 or whatever, and she goes 90 days and not three of her periods, we don't know if that siluk dummy or not. So we want to know how to apply the salacha. So in order to know how to apply the salacha, it gets a little tricky though, because you have to know who's a zakena. So let's go back to Chavtes. Ezo is a zakena. What's a zakena? There's a machlokes, tanarim, or amarim, or whatever. The machlokes in the Gemara.
Whose is the kena? And we paskin call shekorin la im fanam after the knusav einu chosheshes. Anyone you call her ima in the old days, it had nothing to do with the modern day ima. Modern day ima is usually not as a kena, right? But in the old days, they used to call ima, you know, like, I don't know, Mother Goose, right? Mother Goose should be an old lady. Otherwise, they wouldn't call her mother. So they used to call someone ima when they were old. So if you would call her ima and she wouldn't have a problem, then that shows that she's a kena and these rules apply. If she would have a problem being called ima in the shuk, then she's a regular woman, and the regular woman rules would apply. And add the Rama, he says, Ezri Zakena kol shizakena kol kashira uya shikorn le'im v'nam ha'chzut nuzi nechosheshes. Meaning, we don't care about her psychological quirks. There might be some lady who wants to be called old when she's young. There might be another lady who wants to be called young when she's old. We don't care about this particular woman's psychology. We really care that she looks old enough, or she is old enough, that someone, her, an average woman her age, would be okay with being called ima in the shuk. Now, what does it mean? Here we have two. So that's accepted by the achronim. It doesn't depend how she feels. It depends how the average woman her age feels. The question is, what does it mean, einu chosheshes? She doesn't have a problem. After all, we all know there's different levels of not having a problem, right? There is, you won't object and fight with me, but you will be upset inside. And there's, you won't really be upset. So what do we mean here? Do we mean that you call her ima and she really doesn't mind? That's called eina bosha. She's not embarrassed, right? That's an older age. Or do we mean, no, you call her ima and even if she's embarrassed, she doesn't yell at you. That's a younger age, right? It may be, you might say, well, I'm making up numbers. You might say, at 48, she wouldn't yell at you for calling her ima. But she would still be upset and be embarrassed. By the time she gets to 52, then she won't even be embarrassed. So what do we mean? Do we mean eina bosha or do we mean eina makpedes? That's a machlokas in the Gemara. It's a machlokas amoraim in the Gemara. And it's a machlokas aposkin. The Taz in Sekot Menvav says, he brings down the poskim, but Yosef brings down, he brings down the Ramban, and he brings down the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, and he says it means Eina Bosha. He says it means she doesn't even mind inside, which is an older age. The Torah Hashlamim here in Sukkot Nun Dalid says, he brings the same Achlokas, and he says, that it's Eina Makpedes, V'chini Raposha, Delo Kamo Shekosav Ha Taz. Right? He quotes from the Lushan, from others, that it's really Eina Makpedes, and the Gross says the same thing in Sifkat Mem Zayin. He says Eina Makpedes. And he says, what's the reason? Because Vesus Verabunim were a Mekel. So here in the Geder of Zakena, there are two opinions in how to define Zakena. Right? There is Eina Bosha and Eina Makpedes. Eina Makpedes is younger. Eina Bosha is older. This is the opinion of the Taz. This is the opinion of the Torah Hashlamim and the Gra. Lamaisa, most Achronim agree, and based on many Rishonim, the Rashba versus the Rambam, Machlokes Amora, Machlokes Rishon, Machlokes Achronim, most Achronim, most Poskim say, like the Torah Hashlamim and the Gra, that it is the younger she of Eina Makpedes. You'd call her Eina in the street and she wouldn't yell at you. Then she's called a Zakena and she has these kulos of Zakena. Okay, it gets a little tricky nowadays, just because I think at one point in time, people were much more comfortable with old age. Like, remember, you respected your elders once upon a time, you looked to them for wisdom, etc. Shalavichav yagin ka Zakenechav yomer lach. Right, you look in the Chumash and what do you always do? Yeah, you go to the Zakena. Nowadays, in modern Western society, you know, everyone has to always be young. Certainly the women always have to, you know, in our society, pretend they're 30. So it's a little tricky. Like, I don't know what's the equivalent of this. You know, if you say savta to someone in the street, you know, or old lady. I mean, old lady is, like, disrespectful anyway.
Is it ma'am?
What?
They call them ma'am?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Ma'am also.
You know, what?
Like, if a 30-year-old woman is your boss, you call her name.
Yeah. So it's a little tricky, because I have a feeling even when they're like 60 nowadays, they would object if you call them an old lady in the street. You know, it's funny, there's not even really the equivalent of ima. Like, ima was a respectful term. We don't even have in our language a respectful term to use when addressing an older person.
I mean
there's mister, but that's just older than you. That doesn't mean they're like a mizikne ha'eda, as it were.
English or Hebrew?
Both.
Like, I feel like Israelis, they call safta. It's like normal to call someone in the street safta if you're like trying to get the attention of an older woman, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what I see.
Yeah, but I still have a feeling that it's going to be a decade or two past menopause before they won't yell at people in safta nowadays. It's a little tricky nowadays how to apply this. Lemaisa, if you would call a woman soft in the street, like, at what age can you get away with calling a woman soft in the street?
80.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, that's not relevant here. Like, we're talking about, like, whether it's 50 or whether it's 52 or 55 or 48, you know, or 57, you know, that's what we're dealing with here. And I have a feeling that it's just going to be hard to apply this rule nowadays.
Do people know medically nowadays? Like, are they aware of it?
Oh, they're certainly aware. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of side effects of menopause, and it's a whole inyan. The problem is that you know, menopause is not a, like, all or nothing kind of thing. And the question is, a woman's clear she's in a parsha of menopause, but does she have the rules of zakena when she, like, goes back and forth, etc., or does she have the rules of a regular woman? So, lemaisa, nowadays, it's hard to apply the rules of zakena. The rules of zakena are generally kulas. It's hard to apply the kulas of zakena just because it's hard for us to know how to measure this. And, you know, I'm waiting for some modern posek to just say, okay, here's the number. And that works nowadays instead. And I haven't found it. If you found it, please let me know.
No, I'm wondering. Like, I'm curious that nobody says the number.
Yeah, so lemaisa.
If the woman comes and says, hi, am I available yet to get zakena heterim yet? Does that put her in the place where clearly is comfortable?
Yeah, I don't think many women know enough Shulchan Aruch to ask that.
Because,
like, it is a good kula. What's the good kula? If she went 3 months without a period, then when she bleeds again, she doesn't have to keep Vesashena Kavua. That's a nice kula, right? That's a useful kula. You know, the question is, how do you apply that or not? Where the woman says, I stopped getting my period, it's been 4 months, 5 months, and all of a sudden I got my period again. What do I have to do now? So do you tell her, oh, you know, the onabeinus, the vesachodesh, the vesaflaga, or do you just tell her?
Do you just call her
nothing.
And see if she's fast?
So, you know, and she's probably not going to be 70, right? So, I don't know, it's hard to know exactly what the age is. You would think, like, once you reach the average age of menopause, l'chora, that's what the chacham we're talking about. Yosef, what's the average age of menopause?
50.
Okay, that sounds right. You know, so you would think once a woman's in her 50s, she would qualify. You know, I need, like, someone to write that in the book. So really you would think, obviously, if someone has premature menopause, then obviously they're not a zakena. You would think, certainly, you know, if you give them a couple of years, if they're, you know, a few years into their 50s, you would think they'd qualify as a zakena. I don't know, it'll be common sense, you would think, that Chazal obviously didn't mean 70, right? They just meant that in their days, that's how you measure. And in our days, you know, maybe we should just measure some other way. Because, like, it shouldn't really depend on the fashions of what's popular and what's not. It should depend on biology. So you would think at least, you know, cut off, I don't know, 51, 52, 50, someplace. But I don't know exactly where to draw the line, so we'll have to leave that with a little bit of a tzarchian. By the time they're 55, it's hard to imagine they don't qualify. I mean, that's already old for menopause.
Yeah, a couple of questions. One is, like, the last thing. So, yeah, it's not really, so it doesn't seem to be so relevant to do this test nowadays, right? Because Chazal was just saying in their day, a way to figure out the age. Whatever age was in the past of Chazal, which I guess we don't know, but, I mean, in theory, it would just be whatever age that was in terms of Chazal doing that test would be the same age if the body didn't change.
In a Hanami. But if we could do the test, we might say, Kach Gozru, and we'll go by the formality, you know? But you're right, what would make more sense is just to say, what age do we estimate they meant? And nowadays, everyone knows their age. Also, keep in mind, people didn't know their age in the days of Chazal either. Nowadays, everyone knows their age. So, you know, they have driver's licenses, so it shouldn't be that hard. Okay, so just someone has to pick a number. I don't. I'm not a big enough posik to pick a number. Like Shlomo Zalman Orbach, I picked a number, and that would be the end, right? So I'm not Shlomo Zalman Orbach. I don't know how to pick a number. So it's something between 50 and 53 or something is probably the number.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
Also, just wondering, there's a machlokas taz on the shaft, by the katana, when it says like she doesn't see the katana, not the shasha. So they're talking about if she sees after that. So I was wondering if that's parallel to the zakena, like in Shabbat when it says inochu shashas, like.
Sees in that veset or sees not in that veset?
This is after the.
After 3 months, she sees randomly, you mean? She sees on a random day? I think everyone agrees that after that 3 months she sees on a random day, she's not chloshes for her original veset. So I don't think that's a machloka shachantas. Did you think that was a machloka shachantas?
I thought it was the katana that it says, whether that's talking about if she sees afterwards.
Right, but the shach would agree with that. I don't think that's a machloki shachantas.
Right, so I'm saying,
right,
okay, fine.
There's no machlokish
okay, but in terms
so
of,
I think
how,
you're
in terms
also
of how to touch the language, that's all. But, fine, not a halachic machlokish.
Right.
So I'm saying in sifchot that's
no, I think it's very clear that what we mean is if a woman is 55, 54, whatever,
okay.
Definitely is a kena, and she goes 90 days without a period, and then, and she's a vesis kavua, she goes 90 days without a period and then bleeds once on a random day, she doesn't have to keep her vesis kavua. Only siflam and aleph if she bleeds on her old kavua day. But if she has a ves kavua for Rosh Chodesh and goes 4 months without seeing and bleeds on tesvav, she doesn't have to keep Rosh Chodesh. I think everyone agrees to that.
Well, a regular woman may have a machlokes, right?
By a regular woman also doesn't have to keep in that case.
The mice, but wasn't there
someone
said that we did?
Yes. But lemaisa, she doesn't.
So you're saying Sifchot Tes is where she does see after the 90 days?
No, it's either way. I'm saying it's either way. It's either way.
Uh-huh.
It's either way. You know, if you're asking to touch the words, then I don't know how much I care. The halach is either way. I mean, if you want to argue the touching words, is the word talking about where she never sees again, or whether she sees again on a random day? I don't care, but either way, it's the same halach.
Okay.
You know? It could be that the words are where she doesn't see again, but, you know, that's not significant.
The Aruch HaShulchan just says about Iman, that Korinzon as a Im Ha'av or Im Ha'im. It's talking about a grandmother.
We call it grandma.
So
you call it grandma on the street. I know, but the problem is that nowadays you try calling a 57-year-old woman grandma on the street.
Even younger.
And she'll be Makpedet, I think. That's the problem. You're right, meaning it should be grandma nowadays. The problem is that it's not a really good. According to that, you get a big chumra that no one's a zakena because, I mean, you really think if you called a 60-year-old lady grandma on the street, she wouldn't be machfit? I think she'd for sure be machfit. You know? Even though she's clearly postmenopausal. Right? I don't think. There aren't many 60-year-old women who are getting their period. Right? And I think they would all criticize you for calling them grandma. Which means, maybe it just means that no one's a zakena nowadays. Who's in the parsha, and therefore we have no kulas. Or maybe it means we have to reevaluate how to judge it. So I don't know. I'm not a bar hachi to paskin whether when if you follow the rules of the Gemara you get messed up. Should you change the rules to adapt to the modern times or not? So should we say nowadays you're not a zakena until 70? Until 70, a woman's mocked if you call her grandma on the street. Or should we say, no, obviously, because nowadays we messed up culture, let's just find a different way of measuring it. Okay, I don't know. Sorry to you. Okay, now we discuss two Mr. Lako's Domin, you got this, right? Which are Tinokas and Zakena. We have two more to discuss, which are Muberis and Menika, which again, we discussed in Kofi Dalet, and we're just going to do some Chazara and Hashlama. In between, in Sif Lamed Beis, we discuss another kind of woman who's not Mesulek as Dumim, but a woman at a certain time when she's not supposed to get her period. But not where she's not supposed to get her period in this stage of life, like Tinokas, Zakena, Muberis, Minika, where she's not supposed to get her period at this time of the month. At what time of the month is a woman not supposed to get her period? You may need them in Ziva within 18 days from her last period. She can continue, but she's not supposed to get another period. It means we all know a woman's not supposed to get another period within 18 days of her last period. That's called the 7 you may nida, and the 11 you may ziva, meaning the 7 days which are Tomas nida, and the 11 days which are potential for Tomas ziva. The Torah says that the 11 days of ziva are called below es nidasa, not the time she should get her period, which means that, according to the Torah, a period is only considered a normal time for a period if it's at least 19 days later. Even that's a very radical end of the spectrum. But that would be recognized as a period. So the Gemara says mefurish, it's very complicated sugyas, but the upshot of the Gemara is that a woman is not, under normal circumstances, koveya veses, during yimei nida or yimei ziva, because it can't be a period. It must be a coincidence. Like, how can you get your period 5 days or 10 days or 15 days after your last period? That's just biologically impossible. 19 days, again, I haven't asked the doctors, I've just asked the Torah. You know, what would the doctors say? The doctors would probably say, oh, it depends where you draw the line. Okay, so the Torah drew the line. 19 days, you'd say that's very rare. But you could get your period 19 days later. Up to 18 days, that's biologically impossible. And therefore, if a woman gets her period and then bleeds 5 days later, it's coincidence. I mean, it's metame, it's tomas nida. Keep in mind, not being a period has nothing to do with whether or not your tame is nida. Any bleeding from the mucker is metame. But we're not asking whether she's, obviously it's metame her, but we don't care, we're not asking that. We're asking whether it creates a pattern for next month. No, if you bleed and bleed again 5 days later, that's obviously not your monthly period and a pattern. That's obviously coincidence. If you bleed and you bleed 17 days later, that's obviously not your monthly period. It's still your meziva. So therefore, alpi dina de Gemara, there are some rare exceptions, which are not really exceptions, just different ways of looking at it. But alpi dina de Gemara, the general rule is, an isha is not kavas veses, bime nida, or bime ziva. However, we see that is not the case. So now it depends on your girsa. Before we get to Lamed Beis, let's just fill in from the Shachtz of Katnayin Aleph. The Shachtz of Katnayin Aleph is Rames to the fact that the Torah here quoted from the Ramban, that nowadays, what do you mean you may need a Nizifa? Nowadays we have Chomer Dvar Zeira. Nowadays we don't know what's Nida, we don't know what's Ziva. Nowadays we never know what's Yemei Nida, what's Yemei Ziva. Maybe you think something is Yemei Nida, but it's really not Yemei Nida. You think something is Yemei Ziva, it's really not Yemei Ziva. I think I got my period 5 days ago. Maybe I didn't get my period 5 days ago. Maybe that really wasn't the kind of red that's Tamei and that was irrelevant. Or maybe 5 days ago was really Yemei Ziva and not Yemei Nida. Right? We don't keep track of this calendar thing anymore. That's the whole point of Chomer Dvar Zeira. And therefore, nowadays, there's no difference in Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva and any other days. And you can be kovas veses at any day in the world. That is what the Torah paskens. And here we have a bit of machlokas. So let's just go to kvias veses bime nida ubime ziva. The Dina de Gemara is Eina Kova'as Veses. Right? It doesn't count as the Kviyas Veses. Not for Chodesh, not for Aflaga, not for anything. We all know that that's not true. Remember Sifyut Gimel? Remember we were Choshesh for all those Aflagas of 12 and things like that. Right? We clearly, like, it didn't bother us at all. Right? Which is also from the Rabban. Right? Nowadays, the Halacha lemaisa al pi minhag de chumrah after our Mizera, right, where we don't differentiate, is that she is Kovas Veses. Now, this presents a fascinating machlokas. Says the Shachans of Kut Nayin Aleph, Vida, the second half, Dibachol Makam Sha'amir Cholsim and Jeshiko Veses, Imul Hakel Udavka Shlob Minidiv Mezivak, the Isa Barash of Torah Shar Poskin, says the Shach, we have the right to be Nohe to be more machrit than the Gemara. We can't be Nohe to be more makal than the Gemara. Is being Koveh Veses a Chomer or a Kula? Well, it's usually a Chomer, but it also has Kulas, right? For example, you don't have to worry about Beinanis, and you don't have to worry about Inkavua, etc. So every time you Koveh Veses, Kulas and Chomeras. So says the Shach, since when can we have a Minhag to be more makal than the Gemara? So here we have a fundamental machlokas. Says the Shach, he says, no. Lamaisa says the Shach, that kovas veses lechumra, but not lekula. Every time the woman's kovas veses, based on yemei nida and meziva, based on seeing within 18 days or less period, we only consider that a veses lechumra. But we don't consider a veses lekula, which means that lamaisa. So if she was kovas veses bimei nidasa uvimei zivasa, according to the Shach, she is machmir, as if she has a veses and as if she doesn't have a veses. She's machmer both ways. Why? Because we deen in the Gemara, it's not a kvias veses. Al pi minhag, it is a kvias veses. But the minhag can only be lechomer, not lekula. So therefore, we're choshesh is a kvias veses, we're choshesh is not a kvias veses, and we have the chomer of having a veses and not having a veses. That's the shach, that's very, on the one hand, that's exceedingly logical. But it's not, it's logical, but not practical. It's very logical. The problem is, why is it not practical? Because the whole point of the minhag is that it's too hard for women to keep track of when is Yemei Nidasa and Yemei Zivasa. According to the Shach, they have to keep track of all their Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva to know that if they're Erika or Veses based on bleeding during Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva, they should only count that as a Veses Lechumra, but they shouldn't count it as a Veses Lekula. They should count it as a Suffolk Veses. So it's not practical. It's very logical. You can't be more makel than the Gemara. But it's very impractical, because the whole point that nowadays things are simple. And all of a sudden, he made things complicated nowadays.
Well, for him, it would be any time, it's 18 days after any bleed. Right? It's not that he has to calculate.
No, because it only counts as you may need any ziva if it's after a bleeding that's called nida.
No, but for him, you would be choshesh at any time it's within 18 days. Meaning, if you bled
After 20 days. Okay, it's correct, but it's still complicated. But it's still complicated.
So maybe I can follow the exchange, but why can't you just always be choshesh for your own abandonment? I know the kulas were of the best kulas, now you don't have to be choshesh for your own abandonment or the last, right? So now you just always have to be choshesh for your own abandonment and always for the haflag, always for the chodesh. Plus, if you had a best kulas, so best.
That's an unheard of chumra.
I know it's unheard of, but why is that one impractical?
Ah, okay. You're saying just any kvias vesa. Wait, no, but you're saying more than the Shach. You're saying is that any kvias vesa should only be lechumra, not lekula.
Yes.
That's not what the Shach says. He says if it's me need any ziva, it's only lechumra.
I don't know what the Shach meant, and since we
no, that's not what he meant. No one meant that. It's a nice idea, but no one meant it. Okay, who agrees with the Shach? His son agrees with the Shach. His son agrees with the Shach, and besides the fact that he's quoting the Rashba in the Torah, that Nekudas Akesav was written by his son. How do we know? Because it starts with the word Haggah. Whenever the Nekudas Akesav starts with the word Haggah, it means it's written by his son.
He doesn't say that in there? He doesn't say what I said?
Does he say that?
I thought we just don't know what Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva are. Bechlau, we have no idea. So how could you assume that I have to keep track of something I have no idea what it is? Even if I think that to Shua's point, right? You're saying, oh, it's every 18 days or something. But maybe the first one wasn't really the beginning, and at which point, it's not.
No, he's agreeing with his father. You're not correct.
I don't mean to make
it's a nice idea.
Right. Okay.
It's a nice idea, but it's not accepted. So the Shach and his son, and then Nekudas Akesav. Remember, most Nekudas Akesav are written by the Shach. Some of them start with a Gar written by his son. As a general rule, the ones that are like the Dibur Maskels from the Taz are written by the Shach. The ones that the Dibur Maskels from within the Shach are written by his son, because he wrote against the Taz. He didn't write on himself. So that's one approach. However, that's not what it sounds. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch should have said so if that's what he meant. So the Stimas HaMachaber sounds not that way, and many Achronim, such as the Torah Sashlomim in Sefkat Chav Zayin, I know that's going way back, but I'll read you the Torah Sashlomim Chav Zayin, says the Torah Sashlomim, he says, Hator and other people wrote all the these rules, and the Machaber left out anything that you may need in the Ziva. Why? Because nowadays we're not Machalik. But in the Nekudas HaKesef, he had this thing, you have to be Machaber both ways. But I think that the Shulchan Aruch, Ms. Nefstam does agree, is right. Ve'ein lahachter bevestos garabanan kuli haibizman hazeh. And since vestos are garabanan, you can have a minhag. That's even has kulas against the din of the Gemara, based on the fact that we want to keep things simple. Man, v'shum enyon ein lachalik. And therefore, it says the Dimas HaMechaber, meaning the fact that Mechaber would stop and never differentiate this, and the Torah HaShlomim much earlier in Sifkatan Chaf Zayin, says that, nope, Kovas Veses Ligamre Bein Lahakel Bein Lahachmer. Nowadays, we don't count days of Nida and Ziva. The Chumad Rarizera even leads to a kula. Leads to a kula. That's fine. Since Vesos are abundant, we're allowed to have a minig that leads to a kula, and therefore, then, if she was Kovas Vesa, meaning Mez Vasa, she is a regular Balas Veses Kavua, Bein Lahako Bein Lahachmir, the minhag of the later Achronim is like the Torah HaShlomim against the Shach here, because it's a very strong principle that once we have Chumash Dvar Zera, we don't have to calculate Pischei Nida, the calculations of what day of the month has what halachic status. All days of the month have the same halachic status, which means that we, a woman, can kavas veses any day of the month, and it makes no difference.
I think I'm just forgetting something very obvious, but I thought we got Rabbi Zera was just about like more color, like we're not expert on the colors.
Okay, because once we're not expert, I mean, first of all, we saw there were different opinions there, whether just because we're not expert on colors or because it's hard to keep track of the month. But once we're not expert on colors, it's hard to keep track of the month. Let me just give you an example. A woman sees on January 1st and then on January 15th. So she thinks January 1st is Nida, which means January 15th is Ziva, right? Which means that if she doesn't have Shiva Nikiyam, it takes her a long time to get Shiva Nikiyam, and it's February 1st, that's still Ziva. On the other hand, maybe that January 1st was really a Tahor color, and it was nothing. In which case, January 15th was Nida, in which case, February 1st was Ziva. And I mean, if you go out in Panay, it would mess you up. So that's how the lack of colors could mess you up.
Sure, one more time. How is it possible for the shop to think that you keep track of it? Like, how would you know what you may need?
You just have to do your best.
But, like, we don't,
you'd probably have to err on the side of Chomer all the time.
Yeah, it would be, I think, yeah. You calculate it, which is as long as there's any bleed.
Correct. Any blood within 18 days of any other blood is a suffix fias nessus. And we're machmer both ways.
But any past 20, we know, is not.
Right, exactly.
Of any bleed. If it's 20
even
days
past 19.
Any bleed,
right. Right, exactly.
We aren't bleeding all the time.
So it's not that hard. Right? Meaning, if I've had 18 clean days since my last bleeding, then I know it's not me needing me Ziva. If I haven't, then I'm a suffolk.
If I became a Zava, then wouldn't I not know?
No, but meaning if I've had 18 clean days.
If I became a Zava at some point.
But if I have 18 clean days, then I stop being a Zava.
Do I? I thought I don't. Okay.
What do you mean? If you're 17 days, you stop being a Zava.
You don't mean.
Don't you mean Shivan Akin? Okay, then you get, what if I clean days by do bedikas? Okay, yeah, you make my head hurt. That's exactly why we're hustling the shach. Okay, in the end, you will find examples that could commonly come up that will give us headaches, which is why we don't pass like the shach. Okay, now let's go to Sif Lamed Beis. Sif Lamed Beis is also a little bit about this in by the time the Sometimes a woman can establish a veses while she has another veses. Ketzad rasa shalosh pa'amim rosh chodesh, or vias beiz l'chodesh rosh chodesh. Let's read our girsa. V'chein. I don't know. Does anyone have fancy shulchan aruch? Do they have like notes as to different girsos? Doesn't matter. I mean, it's pretty clear that beiz is the wrong girsa. I mean, I shouldn't say that. The rishonim who this is based on don't have beiz. Although, you know, no one can ever really prove what the mechaber told the printer to write. But beiz and chaf is like a very easy mistake, right? Beis and Chaf are awfully similar. So let's first read it our way. Pamush Isha Kavas Lavesev Zog Veses Keta Rosh Shlosh Bam Rosh Chodesh Revias Bevet Lachodesh Rosh Chodesh Kim Hamish Vashisha Rekava Shtei Vestos. You can have a double Veses. How do you have a double Veses? We already mentioned this a gazillion times. Let's just see this example. So this example is going to be controversial for a number of reasons. So let's take the girsa that we have, and who likes that girsa? Which achronim approved that girsa? Even though it's somewhat inexplicably, the Taz and the Drisha Prisha in the quoted by the Shach. So here is the girsas Taz and the Drisha. Drisha and Prisha are the same person. As opposed to, who has the other girsa, most famously, the Shach, and the Shach quotes the Bach and the Levush, and the Gra feels very strongly about it. And the Rishonim, who he's quoting, have the other Girsa, right? Although, that doesn't prove maybe he was quoting Rishonim with his own changes. But it's more likely the Shach and the Bach and the Levush and the Gra and the Rishonim. Right? If you look up in the Ravid, as he points out, or in the Ramban, you'll see. What's it even in the Girsa? This Girsa is Aleph Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Teves Shva Adar. That's enough. Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. Then what happened in the fourth month? Beis and Aleph, meaning that's not really right. Beis and Aleph. Beis and Aleph. I think that's clear. You now have two Vestos. You have a Vestos of Aleph and a Vestos of Beis. Now, what's the problem here? Why did most Achronim change the Girsa, and why did Rishonim not actually have this Girsa? Even though this is the printed Girsa. You know, I mean, we weren't there. We don't have a manuscript of the Mechaber. Why do we not have a manuscript of the Mechaber? Because no one ever copied over his manuscript. He gave his manuscript to the guy who worked in the printing press. And then he printed it throughout the manuscript. So we don't know when the Mechaber gave his manuscript to the guy in the printing press what it said. But at least whoever printed the printing press put out this Girsa of Beis. What's the problem with this? A problem that I don't even really know how to answer. Yeah, this just, don't we say you only could have guessed at the beginning of Ria, not the continuation of Ria? It's not like an Aleph, and it looks like it's an Aleph, and next month is Beis and Aleph. What do you mean next month is Beis and Aleph? Next day is Beis. That's just her period lasted 2 days. Like, Shkoyach, everyone's period lasts at least 2 days.
It doesn't matter, like, it's a break.
What? It
doesn't matter if it's a break.
Ah, so you might say maybe the case was that there was a break. This wasn't like a regular woman whose period is Aleph and Beis. I guess that's what you have to say. Not like a regular woman's period is Aleph and Beis. Maybe she bleeds all Aleph and she bleeds all Beis like most women. This is a woman who bled, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning Aleph and then was totally clean. Totally clean, totally clean till 4 p.m. on Beis. All of a sudden, 31 hours later, she started bleeding again. And then, since it's a break, it's a new Vesses. I guess that's what you have to say. You have to say the assumption is that... what's the assumption? This assumes that a 1 day break counts as a new re'ia, not a continuation. Right, that's the assumption of the Taz's Girsa. And he obviously has to make an Okimta. It wasn't Aleph through the bit. It was Aleph and then a big break and then bet. However, we don't pass in this way. We pass in, that's not called a new ri'iyah, it's the next day, that's called a continuation. If you see Aleph, if you see Bet, that's a continuation. So that's we paskin. Not like this Taz. No modern day post can paskin like this Taz.
Even in that Metzias, where there's a big...
Even in that Metzias. Even in the Pardes Yeronim, like one of the classic Achronim, he writes explicitly, when it's 2 days in a row, even we don't look at what hours it was. 2 days in a row is a continuation. We paskin that consecutive days count as continuation of one ri'iyah. That's how we paskin. If it's 2 days in a row, that's one long ri'iyah.
What if it's a day one and day three?
Day one and day three, we would paskin that it is a new ri'iyah. Yes. If it was day one and day three, we would call that a new ri'iyah. That's what the Pardes Rimonim says. it's quoted in the Bari Shulchan in the Siman, if you want to find it. So, therefore, the Shach says it couldn't be a case of Aleph and Beis. Aleph and Beis are continuations. The Beis don't count. So what's the case? So he just says, the case is, Aleph and Chaf, meaning Aleph, Chaf, and Aleph. Then it makes sense. That's not a continuation. There's like 10 or 20 days in between them. Now, Taka, it is like within the Yemei Nida and the Yemei Re'iyah. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. That's a case where you go Vas Vesel Tov Vesas. We paskin against the Taz and the Drisha, like the Shach and the Gra, that Aleph and Beis are a continuation, and it's not Kaveya Tu Vestos. Aleph and Chaf is clearly different. It's a big break. And then it's Kaveya Tu Vestos. Now, just one detail I have to fill in from the Gra and the end of his long Sivkat and Hirnun Aleph, which is just applying logic. But he says that really you don't need, in this case, it's clear you're kovea double vesis. Why? You're kovea three alephs, and then you're kovea three chafs. And not only that, the three alephs are nani yimei nida and yimei ziva, and the three chafs were nani yimei nida and yimei ziva. It's more than 18 days later. How? What about this case? Says the Gra, what if it was just aleph chaf? Aleph, Chaf, Aleph, Chaf. First and 20th of Tishrei, first and 20th of Cheshvan, first and 20th of Kislev. Would that count as a Kfiyas Vesis? So, points out the Gra, Midina de Gemara, it's only a Veset Kavua on Chaf. Why? This Aleph was in Yumei Ziva, and this Aleph was in Yumei Ziva. And it doesn't count. Can't be going to Vesis in Yumei Ziva. Two of the three Alephs are Yumei Ziva. So Medina de Gemara, it's only Chaf, because the last two Alephs are Yumei Ziva. Medina de Gemara, you need this to be Kovea, two Vestos. But, Lemaisa, then, it is two Vestos Kivuim, Aleph, and Chaf. So the Gra points out that Lemaisa, since we paskin your Kovas Vesas, Meni Doso, Meni Dasa, Mezi Vasa, you don't actually need 6 months. Even in 3 months, you could be Kovea Vesas, Betoch Vesas.
Is this one, would this one be subject to the Shach's understanding?
Yes. Yes. This one would depend on the Shach versus the. And the truth is, you could sort of medayik a little in this Gra against the Shach, because he doesn't point out this would be a Safek. He points out that this would be a Vesas, a Vesas, so it sounds like he's not like the Shach.
So this one's easier to figure out that you're clearly doing something, and he still is rejecting the idea of ever being Bacher at the Shach.
I mean, the Gra's not explicit about that, but it's certainly the deep of the Gra. The Gra doesn't say, well, in this case, you'd have Bezman Azeh, Vesas Lahachmir, two Vesas Lahachmir, we're not Lahachel, and you'd be in limbo. He basically sounds like, oh yeah, nowadays, according to Armin and Glamaisa, this would be just as good as that. which implies that he's against the Shach. Right? So I would say the Gra here, by pointing out that this is a double Veses, and not saying, but only Lahachmer, not Lahakel, really sounds not like the Shach. There's another discussion in the Vizkechuva Chavches, I'm really not going to get into it, has an interesting discussion of, in this case, when you saw this Aleph, do you still have to be Choshesh for this Chav? Like, does the Kavua take away the Einu Kavua? And we know normally Kavua does take away the Einu Kavua, the Nodi Yehuda here is Mesupik of, what if the Einu Kavua came together with the Kavua? Maybe that means they work nicely together, so the Kavua shouldn't take it away. Like, maybe the Kavua only takes away an Einu Kavua that came instead of the Kavua. But an Einu Kavua that came together with the Kavua, now that they work so nicely, doesn't take it away. He's Mesupik, Lamaisa, the body of Shulchan Paskin is based on the Bach, that it would take it away. But we're not going to get into those details right now. Let's move on to our last two Se'ifim. Two more Se'ifim. Lamed Gimel Lamed Daled. And Chesky? Although, actually, you know what? Maybe I'll briefly summarize the issue of this Sefam Chav Ches. This also ties into a Chavos Das that we had earlier in Sef Yud Gimel. Do you have to be Choshesh for Einu Kavua? So, we have here three Shitas. The Chavos Das in much earlier. This is in Sef Katan. What's it? Sef Katan was it in? Maybe I wrote it down. Maybe should cut in your face. Yeah. Let's say you have Aleph, Chaf, Aleph. Let's say even better. Aleph, not Aleph, Chaf, and Aleph. In this case, let me find an even better one. All right, good enough. The Chavos Das would say, Choshishin Lechaf, because it could coexist with Aleph. He says, whenever you have an Einu Kavua that could coexist with the Kavua, you're Choshish. The Nod of Yehuda does not go that far. The Nod of Yehuda here says maybe if you have Aleph, Chaf, and Aleph, says the Nod of Yehuda, Choshish and Lechaf, because it did coexist with Aleph. That's, you see the difference. No, Chavos Das says, that whenever you have a kviyas, you're also choshev with einu kavua, if it could coexist. And the Nod Yehuda says, no, you're only choshev for the einu kavua, it did coexist once, because that shows that they work nicely together. We paskin like the Bach, right? That the Bach says in all these cases, nope, we are never choshev for chaf, and what's the rule? The rule is, for the Bach, Kavua always uproots Einu Kavua. For the Nevi Huda, it uproots Einu Kavua unless they've been proved to coexist once. For the Chavos Das, it uproots Einu Kavua unless they could theoretically coexist. Okay, I'll leave that to you to cheshbon out, Chesky. I'll ask you for help and we'll go on to Lama Gimel. Okay, Milberis. This, by the way, is the most halacha l'maisa. Because while Tinokas is not going to be Zmanazeh, and the Kena is only going to be once you like Zmanazeh, and it's very hard to know how to apply it, Muberis and Menekes, we hope it will be many, many, many times in everyone's life, Zmanazeh. So what's the rule of Muberis and Menekes? And we discussed this already in Kofpei. Dalib will do a little Chazar, a little Shlomo. Muberis, Acher, Shlosh, Gadash, and Ligbura. A Muberis and Menekes, Mesulekes, Damim. When are they Mesulekes, Damim? A Muberis, after 3 months, is Mesulekes, Damim. That's called Hukar Ubra. 3 months is generally, still nowadays, when you can tell a woman's pregnant. Humeinika kol chav dalet chodesh. And humeinika is 24 months acholitis of lad. And we paskin, enu kavas veses, can't have a kvias veses. Afil meisav lad og malatu. Remember there's a machlok, it's remaining chacham in the Gemara. Why is it mu'uberes misulekes damim? Is it because the production of milk takes away the blood? Or is it just because the trauma of childbirth prevents her from her reproductive system from getting into full gear, or her menstrual cycle from getting into full gear for 2 years? And we paskin that it's because the avaremis parkim nasha chazeris, it's because the trauma of the childbirth keeps her system from going back and has nothing to do with nursing. And therefore he says, even if chas v'shalom the baby dies, oh gmalatu, or she weans the baby or gives him formula. She weans the baby after 6 months or gives him formula. So even if chas v'shalom the baby died, or she gave the baby formula and she never nursed him, doesn't matter. She damim misulakim ham. Her damim are misulakim. She doesn't get a period. Calls manibur whenever she's pregnant. Kol kaf dalet chodesh. And for the next 24 months after childbirth, nothing to do with nursing is how we paskin.
What? Just coincidence that it's 24 months.
I mean, who says you nursed for 24 months?
That's what the Gemara says.
Okay, so then it's just coincidence. I mean, but it's not really true that everyone nurses for 24 months. Everyone picks how long to nurse. Right?
Or they say not, oh, I guess they say not to nurse beyond that.
Yeah, so the, meaning it's not so bad because the whole nurse in 24 months is not a rule anywhere. Anyway, the Pesachei Teshuva points out that even if she miscarries, she's Mesulekas Damim for 24 months because the trauma is the same. And then he has a whole Machluk Zachronu here. What if she miscarries an early miscarriage, meaning a late miscarriage is a fetus that really counts as Leda for Tomas Leda? What if an early miscarriage, what we call Ruach? Ruach doesn't mean wind. It just means that it's not a formed fetus enough to have Tomas Leda. Then he quotes Machluk Zachronu about this. Okay, it doesn't matter because we'll see, we don't pass that way. Anyway, so the question is, first of all, before we get to the halachos, just the hagdara, what woman is called Mesulekas Damim as a Mu'uberes, and what woman is called Mesulekas Damim as a Meinekes, which is a funny way to say it, because we pass it has nothing to do with Meinekes, right?
Looks like what else would you use to talk about women in that period of her life?
Yoledes?
Yeah.
I don't know, I mean, you're right. Okay. So, Mi'uberes and Meinekes, Alpi the Halacha of Mi'uberes is from 3 months pregnant and on. And the Meinekes is for 24 months after birth or miscarriage. With a debate in the Achronim about what counts as a miscarriage, what doesn't. Does it have to be a real halachic miscarriage, or can it even be some early stage miscarriage? Now, the problem is that that's not true. Right? If you know a little about biology or just everyday experience, we know that the metzios nowadays is that when does a woman stop getting her period when she's pregnant?
Immediately.
Immediately, right? From the beginning of pregnancy, a woman doesn't get her period. Right? That is against the halacha, which says that it's only after 3 months. Now, if you want, you could say maybe the Gemara never meant it take only after 3 months. They just meant, like, it's hard for us to realize you're pregnant until 3 months because they didn't have pregnancy tests. But that's not what it says in the Beis Yosef, or in the Rashi. He says only after 3 months you stop getting your period. But Armitzius is after 1 second you stop getting your period. And how about Meinekes, right? The Gemara says for 24 months she doesn't get her period after having a baby. Is that the Metzius nowadays? I don't think anyone, I mean, unless you use birth control or something, but I'm saying, without naturally, no one goes 24 months without getting their period nowadays after childbirth. How long do you go without getting your period after childbirth? It's sort of random, and it really depends on nursing, against how we paskin, right? If you don't nurse, it'll only be a few months. If you do nurse, then it could be, you know, more, but it's not going to be more than a year. I mean, you never know, but it's much less, right? I know, you want to pick some numbers for an average range?
9 months.
Three to 9 months, let's say, depending on nursing, till you get your next period?
Sure.
Okay, let's call it that. Again, I'm not promising anything. Right, 3 to 9 months, and it depends. Depends, I don't mean like chuklo yavor. I mean, it's strongly correlated on nursing, and it also depends, do you only nurse, do you half nurse, half good formula, etc. Meaning, our mitzvah is very different. There's more siluk damim in pregnancy and less siluk damim in postpartum than in the time of the Gemara. We mentioned this already in Kuf Bei Daled. What do we say about this? So, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, Negris Moshe, Nishtana HaTeva. That was the Teva in those days, this is the Teva in our days. Okay, you have to figure out like exactly what made that Teva change. I'm not going to get into philosophy here. This Teva, you can maybe figure out more environmental factors of making a change if you really want to. I don't know. This Teva, it's going to be hard to explain how it changed. Because this Teva is sort of random anyway. Like, no one actually knows why it takes a certain number of months for a woman to get her period again after childbirth. This Teva is pretty well-established mechanism. So how the Teva changed, I don't know. Okay, you could talk, go to YU, talk to Rav Moshe's son-in-law, who will tell you that Nishtana Teva doesn't mean the Teva changed. Teva doesn't change, just means our understanding of the Teva changed. And we pass it in accordance with contemporary scientific understanding of Teva. Okay, maybe, maybe not. That's not, I'm not dealing with philosophy yet. But clearly Nishtana HaTeva, the Shulchan Aruch describes one Teva, and we have a different Teva. So therefore, says Rav Moshe, Lemaisa, the din is that we go by nowadays, that from the beginning, as soon as you get a positive pregnancy test, you are misulekas damim, and you're not misulekas damim for 24 months. So until when are you misulekas damim? That actually becomes tricky, because there is no doctors. You ask a doctor, when will I get my period after childbirth? Doc will say, how should I know? I'm a doctor. I'm not a navi. So there is no actual gedder according to modern science, but what would modern science say? Some number of months until you get your period again, and what's the best way to put that into practice? Until the first period, meaning there is no siluk damim. As soon as she gets her period, igloi milsa, she's not misalek is damim anymore. Right? Meaning there's no, as soon as she gives birth, she doesn't have to worry about vestos. But once she gets her first period, she has to worry about vestos again. She's a regular woman. Because nishtana teva.
Isn't that sort of mikol? Because you're anticipating that she's going to get her period. You don't know when. Like to say, she doesn't have to worry about it.
No, because in the days of Chazal, for 24 months, you didn't have to worry. Even if you got your period, you don't have to worry. And now, all of a sudden, we say that, no, once you get your first period, then you're back to normal. Until first period.
I don't understand. I thought we're saying time for all the science was, or whatever the disease was, they didn't see for 24 months. So that makes a lot of sense.
And then even if you do, you're still going to have to be choshesh.
They didn't see with any predictable way that they could be kovei avesos, or if you'd be confident they were being kovei avesos.
Sounds like they didn't see.
Okay, because even if you do, because then it sounds like they're assuming it was like coincidence, right? I mean, it's one
right.
Real
and we would assume it's a real period.
Right, but here, if you're expecting her to get her normal period back, and you're just now worried about it,
No, because you know she's misulekas damim for a certain undefined amount of time. So she's beches misulekas damim until she gets her period, and then she's not misulekas damim. So basically now, you're misulekas damim 3 months earlier during pregnancy, and for only a very short amount of time after childbirth.
How do you differentiate basically between birthing blood and your first period?
It's obvious. It's obvious. How do you differentiate?
She doesn't go to the anyway, so.
Basically, when she stops bleeding after birth and then has a month or two or three or four or five without bleeding and then bleeds, that's her period. But it's not hard. It's not a hard thing to figure out. Lamaisa. I know you thought, what if a woman? Then I don't know what would happen if you invented some weird case, which statistically will happen to someone, right? But in 99.99% of the cases, that's not a difficult question. It's obvious. And then I don't know what I would do if you had a weird case. Sorry. Then I guess the best we go to Kula. However, Moshe says that Maybe, says nonetheless, says Rav Moshe, even though that's the din, as a, he says, still might be a chumra to be choshesh during the first 3 months. Okay, he's not quite sure why we'd have this chumra, meaning if the teva changed, it changed. Rav Moshe just maybe a chumra to be choshesh the first 3 months. Lemaisa, it doesn't usually come up anyway, because as I pointed out, most women don't have a vestis kavua. Which means that after 1 month, they've uprooted their vestos anyway. Or if they have a vestis kavua, it's for hafluga. So after 1 month, they haven't seen hafluga, they have nothing to start counting from. Remember, we paskin like the shach, that you don't start counting from a day you didn't see. So they've eliminated it anyway. And most women don't realize they're pregnant until 1 month passes anyway. Because they don't do a pregnancy test every day, they're not so nervous. They just see what happens. Most women. So lemaisa, it's not lemaisa. It doesn't really have such an nafkamina. Okay, if someone wants to give this chumra, fine. But the din is that as soon as you're pregnant, you're mesulekes damim, and it only lasts a few months after childbirth. That is the din. Okay, Rav Moshe says there's room for a chumra. Maybe in those rare cases, someone wants it, they can be machmer, but they don't have to.
So is it like dafka, like a real flow, or like even a kesem, or doing that seems like a strange thing? Is that a few months later? Like
no, it'll be a normal period.
Right.
A normal period.
Not just becoming tummy needed.
Yeah, a normal period. No, something that a doctor would tell you, okay, now you're back to your period.
Two questions. One is, I thought in general we're not like Miko based on the Shana and Teva.
Okay, so bring it up with Rav Moshe.
I'm wondering,
you know,
what.
But not for another 95 years. Is that true that in general we're not makel based on Ishtana Teva? I guess Rav Moshe didn't think so, right? What can I tell you? Kind of rad. I thought that was machlokas whether we're makel based on Ishtana Teva. So it's an interesting question. You have to look in the Ishtana Teva books, find all the shitas.
Right. Also, this relates to the seal down. So when we say like normal woman seal it down for 3 months, right? So, well, first of all, is that passing like Rabbi Eliezer? Is that before? Right? Doesn't Rabbi Eliezer hold any woman?
Yes.
So is that like weird? Generally say like Shmuti?
No, because we could pass like him for some purposes, but not necessarily in the part that the Chacham disagree with.
Okay.
Right? The assumption, they're arguing about Tumah V'Tahara. We don't postulate him to a Matara, but we can still postulate him in other things. That's the assumption of the Rishonim.
Okay, and also
meaning the Chacham would agree to him in other, for other
things. Okay, and also we would do this. So when we say that, is that because like we think like what's the shot that she's not bleeding? We're like, yeah, it's the same thing here. We know she's going to bleed in the future. It's just like for now, there's like
what case are we talking about?
Let's say a regular woman, doesn't see for 3 months. So
yeah,
it's a shot in that just like we're anticipating her seeing it. Just like right now she's not seeing, or it's like. We think like she's not gonna see it, like
the shot is that we think that she's not gonna see until we think she's not gonna see in the at least in the medium range. That seems to be the shot. It's really some sort of seal of dumbing.
Because I'm saying that it might again it's not so pushed here, right? That if you were we are anticipating you're seeing again soon, it's not so pushed.
No, but it doesn't matter. She is a special seal of dumbing because of being a Menekes. You keep saying, since she might see 3 months later, how can she be Mesulek is dumb for 9 months? And the answer is because the special Rulim Nekes, who's Mesulek is dumb for up to 24 months, and therefore, if the doctor would think she's Mesulek is dumb, it's less than 24 months, she's Mesulek is dumb.
I thought nowadays it's a difference. We don't go by
but we know, we admit there's a seal of dumb, and we just don't know how many months it lasts. And therefore, we assume it lasts until proven otherwise. I understand what you're asking, but I think it actually works out. Okay, now let's just get into some details. Now that we know who's a Muberis and who's a Menekes, let's get into some details. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch. There are a few different questions we have to ask ourselves. Number one is new Vestos, and two is old Vestos. That's the order of the Shulchan Aruch, right? Lamed Gimel is new Vestos. Lamed Dal is old Vestos. What do I mean by that? New Vestos means if she bleeds during the Iber Vahanaka, does she have to be choshesh for that? Old Vestos is, does she have to worry about her old Vestos before she came pregnant? So what do we just see in the Shulchan Aruch? That even if she sees, it says, Eino Kavas Vestos, what does it mean? Even if she sees three times. Now, this is a very rare thing that would happen. But even if she sees three times within this period, she's pregnant and she gets three periods while she's pregnant. Very strange thing to happen. But the point is that it's not that she gets three periods. No, that's not fair. She's pregnant and she bleeds from the mucker three times during pregnancy, which actually could happen, right? Nice, mechol yom. Meaning, it's a bit of a scary thing to happen, right? If that happens, you should call your doctor. And the doctor will tell you, 99% of the time it's fine, but you just call your doctor in case you're that 1%. But if she bleeds three times during pregnancy, then what does the Shulchan Aruch tell us? Don't think that that was a kvias besis and those were three periods. No, if she bled three times during pregnancy, it was just three random complications of pregnancy that led to bleeding, which are meaningless and make no pattern, and she's not kvias besis. That is the accepted halacha. Not everyone agrees to this. Meaning, it doesn't say this explicitly in Shas. In Shas, it talks about if she had a previous vessel, then becomes a selekus domim, she doesn't have to worry about it. It doesn't say explicitly that if she bleeds during her seluk domim, you don't have to worry about it. And as a matter of fact, I might think, no, if she bleeds during her seluk domim, that proves that she bleeds even during seluk domim, and she's kvas vessel to bleed during seluk domim. And one Rishon holds that. Who is that? I know Chesky thinks it's most Rishonim. The Ramban. And maybe the Rambam, right, in the Beis Yosef at least. And the Magid Mishnah is interpretation of the Rambam. So, here's one question. What if, scenario one, she bleeds three times during Ibur Vehanoka? Says the Ramban and the Magid Mishnah, Vidas HaRambam, and one Girsa of the Ritva, which he points out later in the Beis Yosef, right? And one Girsa in the Ritva. The Ritva is that she is Kova'as Veses. You can't, oh, she's Mishalekas Domin. What do you mean? If she bled three times, that proves she's not Mishalekas Domin.
Just a quick question back to the Rosh Hashanah, the Chumrah. That's talking about when you establish a Veses, that's talking about the Veses Christ.
Keeping the old Veses. I mean, it's talking about everything. The Nafkamina is keeping the old Veses. Okay, that's the Ramban and the Magnish Das HaRambam in one Girsa, which is not the original Beis Yosef Girsa in the Ritva. However, the Raivit and the Rashva, and really this comes out of Tosfos also, so it's not just a minority, and one Girsa in the Ritva, the Raivit, the Rashva, one Girsa in the Ritva, the Girsa of the Beis Yosef, at least originally in the Ritva, right? And there's really more Rishonim. Say, there's no Kvias Veses. You can't go to Veses when you're Mishalek Hizdomim. The fact that Mishalek Hizdomim says that was really coincidence, it's not a Kvias Veses. How do we Paskin? We just read in the Shulchan Aruch that we Paskin is not a Kvias Veses. However, last line of this Se'if says, excuse me, however, she does have to suspect on the level of Eino Kavua. So here's the next question.
Was that if three times?
Hold that thought. So, says the, give me a second, says the Rashba, theoretically at least, theoretically, his theoretical opinion says she's not even chosheshes kimo vesa she'eno kavua. Meaning, she could bleed three times, she doesn't have to worry mamish at all. She bleeds three Rosh Chodesh in a row during pregnancy, next Rosh Chodesh, she can sleep with her husband, it's not even vesa she'eno kavua. However, the Raivit is machmor in that, and that's the clear psak, and people are afraid to be making on this, says the Raivit no. Says, well, everyone's not going to like the right thing. Says, let's be reasonable. It's not a Veses Kavua, but still, Lemechus Lemi Boy. Afagav Gol Kavuli Lemi Boy. Lemechus Lemi Boy. You should worry a little, be a little nervous. And therefore, he says, take it down one notch. And it is considered a Veses She'eno Kavua. So even if it was three times, it's considered a Veses She'eno Kavua. And that's Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch. All of this Mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch. However, Zev says one thing is ambiguous, right? Do we mean if she had it three times, it's not kavua, but it's vest she ain't kavua? But if it happened once, it's nothing? Or do we mean no? We're not worried about kavua, but we're choshish for ain't kavua in the normal rules of ain't kavua, even once, right? That's ambiguous. It says, but we worry about ain't kavua means, but if it should have been kavua, we worry about ain't kavua, or but in general, we worry about ain't kavua. That is not clear within this raven. What if? If she only saw once, would you say that eino chosheshes bichlal? Because everything goes down one madriga. Three times goes down and becomes eino kavua. One time goes down and becomes nothing. What would you say? No, eino kavua. Who's worried about that? It's a veses sheino kavua. Okay, the mosakalim here don't deal with this very explicitly. You can make diukim in the taz, but you can make diukim sosrim in the taz, so it's a little tricky. I don't know if anyone tried. But this is the explicit discussion in the Pesach Tshuva and Kof Pei Dalid. If you let me read you, Pesach Tshuva Kof Pei Dalid, Sif Katan Yud Dalid. Kof Pei Dalid Yud Dalid. This is the discussion of the Pesach Tshuva Kof Pei Dalid. Yudalid, where he mentioned Mubaris and Menekes, and he says, if you'll trust me to read, that Ritzono Lomar, Desham Ayin Kof Pites Sif Lamed Gimel, says the Shach. What he means by this is that even Rosapam Achas Me Bura Me Nikta Tzrika Lachosh Lokadere Vesa Sheena Kavua. He thinks that's the Taz, means the Chenkos of Sidri Tara Vachavos Das. But the Torah Sashlamim said, if she saw three times, she's chosh v'vesheshen kavua, but not once. Okay, and then they argue about what the Taz meant to say, what the Shach meant to say, rather. But this is machlokes. Okay, we're not sure exactly what the Shach meant. But clearly, the Chavos Das and the Sidri Tara against the Toras HaShlamim. This is the opinion of the Toras HaShlamim. And this is the opinion of the Chavos Das and the Sidri Tara. And the Shach back in Kuf Pei Dalad, when you're Chaz, you'll see, does really sound that way a little. And Lemaisa, we Paskin, like the most Achronim Paskin, like the Chavos Das and the Sidri Tara, that even if she sees once, she has to worry, like Avesa She'eino Kavua. In which case, that means that this whole kula of Muveris Menekes, not having to worry, is not such a big kula anyway, because they still have to worry about Eino Kavua. You know, they just can't be Koveya. So she sees three times. Hold on, that's case one. Here is case two. She sees once, right? We'll still have to get to case three in a moment. There's an interesting question. In Sivkatan Lamed Aleph Pesach Tshuva, if she sees once, does she also have to worry about Omer Beinonis? If she's chosh, is she also chosh for Beinonis? And here, even though the Baal Shulchan wants to be machmir, the logic is really on the side of the Mekilim here. Pasha, she does not have to chosh for Omer Beinonis, just for Vesa She'eino Kavua, because she's still a little embarrassed, like the word goes around Omer Beinonis on her.
Yeah, why is this different, I guess, than like the Zakena and the Katana?
Because the Zakena and Katana, that's a great question. Why is this different from Zakena and Katana? The Taz asks this question in Sivkat and Memches and gives an unsatisfying answer. He says, because the Zakena and the Katana are not supposed to see at all. The Mubaris and Menek is supposed to see, she just has something else which takes a time out from it, or which interferes with it. I'm not quite sure how that really logically explains this, like, and so what? But she has a real biological factor that should interfere with it. But somehow he thinks, like, as a Zakena and Tinokos are more Mesulek is Damin than it will bear Umeinekas.
Could these three times during Umeinekas not for Kavuk, would it be Ochre?
No, you cannot be Ochre during Umeinekas. We'll get to that in a moment. Okay. You mean be Ochre something from beforehand?
Yeah.
Yes, but no, and we'll get to that in a second. Okay, let's just go to Lamed Dalad. One last sif. Meuberes mishahuker uber umeinekes kol kol dal chodesh eino chosheshes levesta harishon. This is third case. What if she just has her old veset from before pregnancy? Not that she sees when she's pregnant. That's weird. She just has her old bed. The truth is, nowadays, it's really not common at all for women to see during pregnancy. Because lamaisa, even though sometimes there is some phenomena, symptom of bleeding during pregnancy, it's usually small amounts and it's just called a kesem, and it's not called a re'ia. So, meaning, it's very rare for a woman to see the hargosha during pregnancy. And even though we say a big flow counts as hargosha, very rare for a woman to have a big flow during pregnancy. So lamaisa, most women do not see when they're pregnant. But what about their old vessels? Let's say a woman had a vessel kavur for Rosh Chodesh. Does she have to keep three Rosh Chodeshes? No, that's the whole point of Seal of Dham, and that's the Gemara that I start in Daf Test, that Rav Selek is Dham, doesn't have to coach for old vessels. And that's filo ayel vessels kavur v'giyah tov l'anazeh, ein atzricha v'diko m'teres l'bala. Right? The answer is, this is very pashut, she does not worry about it. Right? Hosheshes. She doesn't have to worry about her old vessels. The whole point of being like is dumb is that you're not going to get your old vessels anymore until later.
But is Hosheshes as if it's as a
shalom? Not kavua, not any kavua at all. She does not.
Okay.
1 second. Eina Hosheshes lo bichlal. Not as kavua, not as eina kavua. She doesn't have to do a bedika, not lechachil, not bedieva. She's allowed to sleep with her husband the exact moment. If for the last 30 years she saw every Rosh Chodesh at 4 p.m., 4 p.m. she can be in the middle of tash with her husband. She doesn't have to worry about it. Because she's mesulak as dumb, so her vessels doesn't apply.
Sorry, this last case is that she does not, it's the day of her old vessel, but she does not sing?
Right.
Okay, so meaning, isn't that something we've always believed in?
What?
Why is this a case? Meaning.
Oh, she just has her old vessels from before pregnancy, and that day comes during pregnancy. Right? So the day of her old vessels comes during pregnancy, then obviously this is supposed to be how she doesn't have to worry about it, because now she knows she's not going to get her period because she's pregnant.
Well, nice, how's that going to happen? She's not going to know she's pregnant the first month.
What if she had a vessels kavua? Right? Then it can last 3 times.
Okay, but
Vessels kavua l'chodesh.
The mice, I thought we said we're machmir for Moshe. Or a possible room to be machmir for Moshe.
Ah, okay, so if you're machmir like Rav Moshe, then it's not going to be real.
She had a hot flug of 34 days, and then she flung or something.
What if she has a flug of 93? Right? Okay, if you really want to be weird. But you're right. In general, a woman with a flug of 93 is probably slim odds of getting pregnant anyway.
She has 33. She'll still be on her hot flug before.
No, because we pass like the shock that you don't count for the day you should have seen. Okay, so you're right, but theoretically. Avafilu shofos roz dam ba'osan ono shein lemudos liros behen, eino ela b'mikra. Even if she does see dam while she's pregnant in the same time she used to see before she was pregnant, that is just a coincidence, and it doesn't count. What are we saying? Let's first read it. Ketzad ha'yel veses liyamim, if she had a veses for days, and lemudos rosh chodeshim, if her veses was for rosh chodesh, Choshesh Rosh Chodesh. I skipped a line. Over you, Hebrew. Let's get to that. Okay. And what's the case? Even if she had a veses beforehand and saw on that day during pregnancy, even if she had a vest beforehand and saw on that day during pregnancy, nonetheless, it still doesn't count as a vest kavua. Still does not have to be choshesh as a veses kavua. Okay, according to many achronim, if it had one during pregnancy, it's a choshev ain't a kavua, but it doesn't count. We don't say, since it was 100 times before she was pregnant, and once when she was pregnant, that shows the veses kavua is still alive. Nope, the veses kavua is not alive.
She's still
usher,
right?
Yeah, it's still usher. This has nothing to do with being usher. When you bleed from the uterus, you're usher, even if it's not a period. It's actually a very important thing to teach in college classes. You're tamei, even if it's not a period. Blood from the uterus makes you tamei, whether or not it's a period. However, it only counts towards cheshbon of vestos if it's a period. Okay, continuing. Now, just last case we have to discuss. The truth is that even this is not so pashut. There is a, the Magen Mishnah says maybe the Rambam would say that she does have to chush for old vessels, but it doesn't matter. That's pretty muska by most of them, she does it. Now, last case we have to discuss, and this is, could be no gala maisa. This could be very no gala maisa. This is our last case, is five normal case. This is also, I mean, three is also normal case. Right? But she had a veset before pregnancy, and she finishes her Iber Vehanaka. Right? In the days of the Gemara, there was after 24 months. Nowadays, after 3 to 9 months, or whatever it works out. What happens in that case? So, says the Mechaber, Avri Meiber Vehanaka, Choser Shlach, the rest of the Rishon. That's it. Shua asks, does not seeing during Iber Vehanaka Oker the old Veses? No. Why? Since your Rishlach is done, it doesn't count as an Akira.
No, my question was, if you do see on the wrong times, could that be Oker?
No. Also no. Also
that was a slight difference.
Correct. Also no. The answer is, the old Veses was not Me'akar, even though maybe you didn't see it 30 times. Doesn't matter, because your Rishlach is done. It was during timeout. During timeout, you can't be Oker. And therefore, she goes back to the old Veset. Now, not all Mishonim agree to this. There are actually three opinions. Okay, I should. Nah, the old Veset, there are three opinions about this. Well, two opinions. The old Veset really wasn't that guy, right? There's a Yesh Omrim. Let's go back. There are three opinions. One opinion is the Yesh Omen says the old Veset was Ne'akar. And what's the only time you'd go back to the old Veset? If you saw on that day, Orech was on Oba. So the Yesh Omen, I don't have any names for this. You know, it's not a mainstream opinion. Says that the Veset was Ne'akar. You only go back if it happens once, right? Because of the normal rule of Orech Bezman Oba. That's the Yesh Omer. The Ramban and the Ravid say that it was not Ne'akar, and you go back after bleeding once. Meaning, when you bleed once, then you go back to your old Veses. At any time. Bleeding once, at any time. And the Rashba says that it was not Ne'akar, and you go back as soon as the 24 months end, even before bleeding once. Right? So, remember, in the old days, you were mislected up until 24 months, until your baby was, or would have been, 24 months old. So, the Yesh Omer says, nope, the Veset's gone, only if it happens once on the day of the Veset's Orech Bezman Oba. The Ramban the Ravid says, no way. The Veset's still here. But you have to bleed once in order to get back into being a Bas Damim. When you bleed once, after 24 months, you're a Bas Damim, and it comes back. And the Rashba says, no, once 24 hours, months is over, you have to be Choshesh. If it's a Vesachodesh, or Vesapiyuk the first time, obviously a Flugga, there's no Machlokes between them. You can't be Choshesh for a Flugga until you see once. At any time, again, after 24 months. Right? That's what we're talking about when the period ends. How do we paskin? Let's read the Mechaber. Who does the Mechaber paskin like of these three opinions? The Rashba? Let's see. Avri me Iber Vehanaka Chozos Lachos Veset Rishon. After the time Iber Vehanaka ends, you go back to your original Veses. Keita. Hayelo Veses Liyamin. She had a Veses for days. In Lubud Lerosh Chodashim. Choshesh Losh Chodesh Rishon. Shifo Gaspo. Chein Kol Kayotzi Bazeh. Then she's chosen the first Rosh Chodesh, like the Rashba. First Rosh Chodesh comes, she's choseshes. V'chena din ha'il v'ezda gufa l'zman yoduba, or she had a v'ezda gufa, or gufa at a certain time, aval ha'il v'ezda, the afloga y'efter lochus achetesho liros. Obviously, if it's a afloga, the Rashba can't disagree with the Ramban. You can't be chosen for a afloga until you see once, because you have nothing to count from. Chodra liros, afilu pam achas, chosesh li'o afloga shetumud l'haflik, she sees once, now she's back to her old hafloga, and it has the power of v'ezda's kavua. It has the power of Vesis Kavua. So this is the Mechaber is like the Rashba. Nebches. However, the Shav here, Paskin's like the Ramban of the Ravid against the Rashba. How do we Paskin? We Paskin, there's no Nafkamina for us. Because since we just said based on Ishtana Teva that you get your first period in less than 24 months, so once you get your first period, you have to be Chosh according to the Rashba, and you have to be Chosh according to the Ramban, so for us there's no Nafkamina. I guess what would happen if 24 months passed and the woman still didn't get her period? That never happens in Lanuzet, so it doesn't matter. It's a good question. We have to look around in the Eretz Yisrael Dick's farm. It's a good question. But it's hard not to. Like, really, to be Mako that a woman for 24 months is Mesulekas Daman? It's a little funny. Okay, so Lamaisa, there's no Nafkamina for us. One last thing. What does this mean, though? Well, this means that when a woman gets pregnant, she has to write down her Vesis Kavua. Because in a year and change later, she's going to have to go back to that Vesis Kavua when she becomes a Bas Damim again. What if she had a Vesis She'ena Kavua before she got pregnant? And everyone would have at least a Vesis She'ena Kavua before she had that one period before she got pregnant, right? So then that is a Machlokis, that is a tshuva, Lamed Beis, quotes from the Note of Yehuda, that no. You only have to remember your Vesis Kavua. Only the Vesis Kavua comes back after pregnancy and nursing. Vesis She'ena Kavua, once it's gone, is gone. That's not so serious. That you can throw in the garbage. You never have to remember your Vesis She'ena Kavua, just the Vesis Kavua. The body shows wants to be machra on this, but almost all the modern day Sfarim say like this Note of Yehuda, and that's how we paskin. If a woman gets pregnant, she has to write down her Vesis Kavua, because a year and a half later, she'll have to remember that when she starts getting a period and becoming a regular woman again, she goes back to having that Vesis Kavua. However, if she didn't have Vesis Kavua, she doesn't have to write down her last Ena Kavua. That's not really established. If it's not established, then it doesn't come back after a timeout.
We said we passed it like the Mechaber and the Rashba here?
It doesn't make enough Kamina, because Lemaisa, they're arguing after 24 months, the Ramban says you only be choshesh when you get your period, and the Rashi says choshesh even if you don't get your period. Lamaisa, we all get our period before 24 months, so there's no nafkamina. Okay, and we possibly like the Note of Yehuda in this last Pesachei Tshuva that you don't have to remember your Eina Kavua, just your Kavua. Yoni.
Bismani Hem, when it was literally over 24 months plus 9 months,
mm-hmm.
We really think that they like remember the best Kavua?
Yes. Yes. I mean, who's really? The Yesh Omrim doesn't. No, even the Yesh Omrim does, because if it happens once, then we'd say Orech Bismanova, right? So yeah, we really think they did. Now, again, what do we really think they did? Let me be brutally honest with you, right? If you read books of Jewish history, such as the Tanakh, you see that there are halachas that all Jews are supposed to follow, and that sometimes some Jews follow the halachas, and sometimes they worship idols, right? So minasta, when it comes to technicalities of Vestos also, there were some Jews who were very learned and very stark who kept all the halachas, and I'm sure there were plenty of Jews who kept more or less just, you know, the Olam Kibben Hago knowing and Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. So I'm not going to promise you that 2,000 years ago, who was strict about what? Because I know in every era, some people were more strict about some things and less strict about others, and go predict, you know, why... You know, in the days of the Balei Tosfos, you know, most people didn't put on tefillin, and in the days of the great yeshivas in Lithuania, the women didn't cover their hair. I don't know. Sometimes people are strict about things, some things they're not. I have no idea. But what I can say is that, going back to the time of Chazal, if you were talking about the wife of the Rosh Yeshiva, who understood the halacha, and who had very clear ideas, and who was a Yiras Shemayim, then, yes, if she got pregnant, for 33 months she didn't get her period, but she remembered the whole time what her Vesis Kavua was. Yes, I firmly believe that.
Well, also, if most women had a Vesis Kavua, they probably, like, the
20 right, the truth is, it's not that it's, right, it's not, it's probably not such a hard thing to remember.
But also, it probably happened to them a lot on the 20th of March.
Right, it's been happening for years before Pratt, maybe.
Right, right. I'm sure even nowadays, women remember a lot of things from before they became pregnant that, you know, changed in the last 33 months. And, I don't know, if you ask a woman, do you remember when you used to wake up in the morning before you got pregnant, you know, 33 months ago? And she says, yeah, I would just wake up at 7:30. You know, she still remembers, right? Even though it hasn't been relevant for 33 months. So I don't think it's such a hard thing. Okay. And on that note, with that bracha, we will go to Chazara. And in 2 weeks, we'll have a bechina on Siman Kof Pei Gimel to Kof Pei Tes. And then we'll continue after that with the second half of Hilchos
Nida. 21st to today.
What?
21st.
What's